But first, it's 9 years since Australia first committed itself to the war in Afghanistan. But it's only now that Australia's Chief of the Defence Force, Angus Houston, says coalition forces have the right strategy and resources in place to tackle the Taliban. Air Chief Marshal Houston made the admission today while delivering an update on the war's progress. He says Australian forces will encounter increased violence over the coming weeks and months ahead as they push deeper into Taliban sanctuaries. And although the ADF chief says he welcomes a full debate about the war in federal parliament, he says now is not the time to talk about changing the coalition strategy. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
Since June, 10 Australian soldiers have died while serving in Afghanistan, nearly half the number of Australians killed there since military operations started in 2001.
The momentum is shifting our way. We remain committed and our efforts are respected and appreciated by the people of Uruzgan and our coalition partners.
There is no issue with the troops from where I sit. Morale is very high and our people are doing a good job. I guess the resolve issue is I think we have to maintain our resolve because we've got to a certain extent, we need patience and we need to not be expecting instant results.
Even so, the Chief of the Australian Defence Force, Air Chief Marshal Angus Houston, says Australia's troops remain focused on their job of stabilising the nation, training the 4th Brigade of the Afghan National Army and denying terrorists sanctuary.
Our operations are inflicting a significant toll on the Taliban. The Taliban is continuously losing elements of its leadership and fighting force. Its senior and middle-level leadership has been successfully targeted to the point where many have been forced to flee, leaving low-level leaders to try and maintain support for the insurgency.
And he warns Australia should be prepared for further casualties as Afghan and ADF forces push deeper into Taliban territory.
We are in what is known as the fighting season, and the 4th Brigade, with our mentors, has spread its operations deeper into the Baluchi and Chora valleys and across to Dorewood to protect the population. It is important to note that this training does not take place inside classrooms. These are partner patrols, and it is dangerous work. The fight is becoming more intense. We can expect violence levels to increase as we contest the insurgency in greater numbers and across a wider area in the south.
The Defence Chief delivered a regular update on the war today, making this surprising admission during his opening statement.
And now we have the right strategy and associated resources for the first time since 2001.
Angus Houston says the resources are about right now because of the strategy put in place by the commander in charge of overseeing the International Security Assistance Force there, US General David Petraeus. Air Chief Marshal Houston says the Petraeus plan should be given time to work before other options are canvassed.
For the first time, Petraeus has all of the inputs and he's now ready, and these are the sorts of words he uses, he's now ready to go out and do the business. So any notion of changing strategy at this point would not be sensible. It's important that we maintain our resolve, we maintain our determination to give this strategy a chance to deliver the effects that I'm sure it will deliver over the next 12 months.
General Petraeus also led US forces in Iraq and led the surge strategy there that paved the way for the eventual withdrawal of American troops.
This is a crucial phase of the war. Our core aim is to prevent Afghanistan from again being used by terrorists to plan and train for attacks on Australians.
He expects coalition forces will notice a spike in violence in Afghanistan this week as Taliban insurgents increase their efforts to disrupt the country's elections this weekend. And the ADF chief was quizzed about the changing politics at home, with the election of independent and Iraq war whistleblower Andrew Wilkie and a commitment by the federal government to have a full parliamentary debate about Afghanistan.
I think any debate on this is useful. And obviously there are a large number of different views, and I think it's important that those views are put on the table and the issues are debated. I have no difficulty with that at all.
And he welcomes the prospect of working with a new Defence Minister, Stephen Smith. The Defence Department has now had seven ministers over the past 10 years, but Angus Houston says many issues confronting defence are issues Mr Smith is well familiar with, given his previous portfolio.
As the Minister for Foreign Affairs, he was intimately involved with everything to do with Afghanistan. I've always found him to be a hell of a nice guy, and I respect him for his competence and his capability.
The Chief of the Defence Force, Angus Houston, ending that report by Sabra Lane.